student's book, pages 14 and 15. The Time Travellers. 2. Read and listen to the story to check your answer.
The Pirate's Treasure.
Let's climb that hill,
suggested Alex.
Maybe we can see if the pirates are still here.
Through their binoculars, they could see the pirate ship sailing away to the south.
What's that other ship with the red sails and the black flag behind the pirate ship? I wonder who they are,
said Phoebe.
Well, we'll never know,
answered Patrick.
But let's check in the other direction. Are there any more pirates coming?
They looked to the north, but they could only see a bigger island with a town.
Okay, great,
said Alex.
No pirates around.
They walked back to the treasure. By now, they were thirsty, so they cracked open some coconuts and drank the milk. After that, they started to dig up the treasure chest. 2 hours later, they pulled it out, opened it with the key which was in the lock, and found that it was full of gold coins.
What are we going to do?
Asked Phoebe.
Well, the treasure's ours now,
Patrick said.
We didn't steal it.
No, we didn't,
said Phoebe.
But those pirates did. It isn't ours.
At that moment, Patrick shouted,
A boat!
Alex looked through the binoculars.
They aren't pirates. I can see some children.
The three friends ran to the beach and saw lots of families arriving on a boat. They were thirsty and tired, so Patrick gave them some coconuts.
Pirates have stolen our gold coins! One woman said. We wanted to buy farms in America, and now we've got nothing.
She started to cry.
We watched the pirates hide some treasure, and we dug it up,
said Patrick.
Maybe it's yours. You can have it.
They fetched the treasure chest, and the men loaded it onto the boat.
There's a town on an island to the north. Go there,
Patrick suggested.
And I'm sure you'll find a bigger ship to take you to America. But be quick. The pirates aren't far away.
After the boat left, they found some bananas to eat. And when it was dark, they lay down on the sand. At midnight, they heard some people shouting.
Come on! Where's this treasure? Tell us where it is!
Come on, then! Show me!
So they got up and quickly hid in some bushes. There were three men with torches, and with them they had the pirate captain with the hook as their prisoner.
Where did you bury it?
One of the men shouted.
Over there!
The pirate captain answered.
Next to that tree!
The three men walked over to the tree, but they could only see a big hole. At that moment, Alex sneezed.
Achoo!
Waving their swords, The men ran over to where the three friends were hiding. They grabbed the children and took them to the hole.
If you don't take us to the treasure, we'll throw you in and cover you with sand,
one of the men shouted. The three friends looked into the hole and saw a yellow glow. They jumped in. They were gone in a flash.